Pat Sullivan, Medford Area School District Administrator, joins us on K99 News again. Pat, there was a 3D printer demonstration. Can you talk to us about that future technology?
Yeah, that was neat. We did have Tracy Swedland come in and a couple students, and they demonstrated what they're doing. They demonstrated a project that this particular two kids came in and they said, look, our problem is we like to listen to music. And we like to listen to music through our phones, but we are not able, with the speakers on the phones, to have it be loud enough. So they designed an apparatus that you will hold your phone, and it will amplify the music that is being played on your phone. So they designed this, and it goes from inputting that design into a computer and using technology to being able to print it. As you just sit there and watch it be printed. It takes a while, obviously, to print these, but they brought in several examples, all with little different adjustments. And as they demonstrated them to us, they did exactly what the kids wanted them to do. The board was able to listen to the music without the device, and then as they set it into the holder, and listen, it's louder. That is just a neat example of some of the things that go on. It's tough to do that when you're sitting at home. The 3D printer is in the classroom. It's not going to be in your house. You can be a part of the design and a part of the discussion from home, but the actual holding it and using it and being in the class when it being created before your eyes, you can't do that from home.
That's exciting. When we look at a printer, we think of just words on a page, and now they're actually creating an apparatus.
Yes. They do that in that class. There's another group working on a better idea for storage in your garage. Okay, where do they come up with these problems? They probably listen to their dad or their mom talk for years about their garage. And they're designing, I believe, things that, again, you would put in the ceiling or on the walls. They're designing these things. I've seen a lot of great examples come out of that class over the years. It was the first time we brought the 3D printer into the board meeting and said, okay, we're going to show you how this works. So as the board meeting's going on, that 3D printer was just buzzing away. And in the end, it produced a cookie cutter. Every board member was able to get one to take home. So,
technology.
Yeah.
We'll have more of our visit with Medford Area School District Administrator Pat Sullivan on another local news program.